Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gold is at $1,041 an ounce right now. Bet a lot of you that bought from Midas Resources yesterday at the 991 level were happy when it was trading at 120. You know why that's happening? Because they're having open discussions in the councils of government around the world how to kill the dollar. They have come to a consensus. I have a stack of mainstream financial reports here, mainstream news, saying, oh, we've decided to kill the dollar. We just are deciding how to do it without the American people rioting. We're just trying to get more riot police in place and more FEMA camps in place and more cops that will help billy club their people's heads in while the foreign banks destroy America. Then the cops will wake up completely bankrupt, but hey, that's how they roll. And so we're going to be talking about that today. You know, I try to remain calm here on the show, and I try to have, you know, what you'd call controlled rage. But when I control my rage, I just start getting a smart mouth. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't hate the police. I don't hate the military. In fact, I have a lot of family that are police and military or been police or military. I know they're by and large good people, macho guys. They'd be fun to go deer hunting with, you know, in Colorado. But I want to tell you something. You're going to wish to, you know what, you'd have done something about this. And that goes for the American people in general as well. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Watching a bunch of corrupt banks rape the hell out of my country, watch a classical police state with police chiefs saying, oh, yes, spy on your neighbors, tattle on everyone, face scanning cameras going in, passive MRIs going in, and then the denial of some of the people out there. But I'm going to try to not start yelling and screaming. You know, you'd think I'd be happy being right in the last 5 years telling you to buy gold back when it was $300 an ounce and it's now $1,040, all-time record broken. I'm not happy at all right now. I told my wife this morning. I didn't have to tell her. She's smart, got a woman's intuition. She knows. It's like we're going over the waterfall here, a big, steep waterfall, 500-foot waterfall, and it's not a fun ride over the edge. At least we're bracing for impact, and the general public are in their inner tubes with their thumbs up their noses and somewhere else, talking about Brett Favre and how great it is the Vikings beat the Packers last night. And you know, that's interesting, a 40-year-old Brett Favre. Very interesting. You know, I was watching CNN this morning while I was jogging on the treadmill. I focused on it. I thought it was interesting and, you know, admired the tribal leader, Brett Favre. He's the warrior. He can defeat the simulated enemy. But it's all simulated. It doesn't matter to my family in the real equation. It's a dangerous distraction. Just like David Letterman having sex with women on his, and now if he was Barney Frank with an underage brothel of young boys, he'd be just fine. But, you know, we got to obsess all day over David Letterman and people trying to extort him, or John Travolta, people trying to extort him. That's par for the course in America. I had people try to extort me about a year and a half ago here locally in Austin over non-issues. I said, go ahead, jackass. But the point is that stuff doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. All we've got left is the dollar, and I know most of the listeners are smarter than I am and know that, but let me tell you something. Your dumbass neighbor doesn't know, and they're going to get violently angry when this happens, and the government's going to point them at the Patriot movements. Oh, yes, as things get worse, the hordes of yuppies are going to become bigger servants of government. They'll say, just give me my cool sunglasses and my BMW back, and I'll put my neighbors in ovens. We're going to get into that. Huge flu developments. Mike Rivero's monthly visit with us. And we got the makers of Camp FEMA joining us, the latest FEMA camp developments, how that ties into Hardin, Montana. Big developments there, I'll tell you about when we get back. News blitz straight ahead on the economy, the police state, and a lot more. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we
stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, the headlines all basically read the same. Dollar plunging, gold reaches all-time high on dollar weakness. Open announcements by the G20 last week and the week before last. Open announcements by the British government, the French government, the Russian government, the Japanese government, the Chinese government. Open announcements by the Arabs, but our media makes it about the Arabs. I've been saying this the last 2 years, and I've been watching their playbook. When they finally kill the dollar, they're going to blame it on Arabs. The average American will point to South America and believe that's where we've got a bomb because that's where the Arabs live. Literally can't even find their own, over 80% of Americans can't find their own state capital on a map in major studies that have been done. I'm not trying to be mean. They know all about Brett Favre. They know all about the extortion deal with John Travolta and the extortion deal with David Letterman. They know all about how to apply cosmetics. Girls know all about how to, you know, make their hair look fancy and to put perfume on. And they read all the sexual allure tricks, you know, in the women's magazines. And the men know how to act studly and strut around and bug their eyes out, grunting. They know all about the supplements to boost their testosterone. But they don't know anything about this blue jewel blasting at 30-something thousand miles an hour through deep space, orbiting a standard star two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. They don't know about neurons in the brain. They don't know about fold space, quantum mechanics, electrical engineering. They don't know about tribal psychology. They don't understand algorithms of human development and societal evolution. They don't understand sociology, anthropology. They don't understand any of it, of the incredible majesty we're in the middle of. And they don't care that a bunch of inbred, jackass, New World Order people that do care about that are in control. The con artists know how to work people. They know they get power out of it. But good people don't. Good people don't seem to care. And so we get overrun over and over again by control freaks and scum and people that only like petty power over the flesh in human realms, not in the larger realm of reaching towards the stars. The destiny of this society, the destiny of this species. The New World Order is at complete loggerheads with the true destiny of humanity. To colonize space, to believe in the human spirit, to try to empower and enlighten and bring forward. That's what I burn with desire. That is my absolute wish, is to abolish all forms of tyranny over the minds of man. I am totally in league with Thomas Jefferson. And I don't know how any of you wouldn't want to be in league with this. I feel sorry for the cops beating up students and lying about them and framing people and violating the First Amendment. I feel sorry for the military when they carry out these tyrannical operations to control opium in Afghanistan and oil in Iraq. I feel sorry for you because you're missing out on truly being on the side of the good guys. You think you're the good guys, but look at yourselves in the mirror. Look at your uniforms. Look at your nomenclature. Look at your attitudes. You are not on the side of good unless you get your head right and get into the spirit of 1776. Now, I said I'm going to do a news blitz. It's just, I've been announcing to my crew in the office. I've been calling the Watsons in England. I've been calling Kurt Nemo in New Mexico. I've been calling my family. And I've been telling them the last month, I've told them, officially, we are now inside the New World Order. And I want to just tell the audience that. And I want to do a whole show on this later in the week or next week. I may even take some time off this week just to meditate on this and really try to collect my thoughts, because when I'm not on air, I totally understand what's happening. I can articulate it. The thought patterns are much more crystallized, and I get on air and it's just frustrating, and I just get angry. But when I quietly am thinking about this, or when I'm jogging, or when I'm, you know, going to bed at 10 o'clock at night, I'm trying to go to bed earlier, it's just so clear what we're facing, how to deal with it, how to counter it. I understand the mind of the enemy. I understand all their moves. I know what they're going to do. I know how to beat these people. But they have weakened us. They have turned us against each other. They have made us decadent, evil slobs. The New World Order makes evil look cool and fun so you can be weakened. Your spiritual immune system has to be brought down so they can take you over. So you will be blind so you can be fed on. You know, I've read reports of some prize snakes where they will amputate the legs and poke out the eyes of the guinea pigs or other animals, piglets, things they feed to them, so they don't scratch and hurt the snake. And that's what America and the world is, but we're the model. So is England. We're the two models of this. We've had our eyes poked out. We're mindless, gibbering guinea pigs being dropped into a pit with a big old snake that eats us. And I'm tired of watching my fellow people fed on. I don't care if you're Hispanic, black, white, German, Jewish, Chinese. They want to divide us. They want to make it all about race. They want to divide us along religion. They use all of this to control us. And there are legitimate differences of opinion with groups, and there are tribal groups, and there are groups, and there are mafias, and people are fighting with each other, and that is how humans arrange themselves. But I'm telling you, if we don't have a big revelation, an awakening, an understanding of this, how did the old-timers know 50 years ago when they set up the Department of Education to start taking over education that it was, quote, Nazi or Soviet, that they wanted to break up the family? Because we had veterans who'd been in Russia and been in Germany and been in places and seen what had been done there. But now in 2009, we have hundreds of government textbooks and we list their names every day here and publish them and post them and scan them, where the government states it wants to break up the family and take over your life. I mean, it's not like we just sit here and go, gee, when local police tell you to spy on your neighbors, and when they say you can't babysit your neighbor's kids without a license, when they say homeschooling's illegal, and when they say you've got to take forced inoculations, and when they are building prison camps everywhere, man, we're in a lot of trouble. This is the government social engineering a scientific dictatorship. That's not our opinion. The establishment calls it a scientific dictatorship. I mean, they're telling us what they're doing. This is an old-timers 50 years ago, before they had textbooks on it, recognizing what it was and warning us. Thank God. They were the early warning system, and they got made fun of and laughed at. This isn't people 50 years. This is admitted, people! It's admitted they're poisoning our water supply. It's admitted they're chemtrailing us. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to try to calmly go over the demise of the dollar that's openly being trumpeted right now. The trumpeting of the killing of the dollar is how they kill it. Then I got a stack of flu news off the charts. I got big Hardin, Montana developments, big, the biggest yet. And I've got a bunch of other police state and Second Amendment news. All over the country, they're attacking the Second Amendment at the state level. And I've got the LA Times legislation requiring ID and thumbprint to purchase handgun ammo. And then it's going to be all ammo. Thumbprinting biometrically, I always told you that was the plan. And then it's going to be for the national ID card, for your carbon footprint, you're going to thumbprint. That's official government, Department of Labor, Department of Commerce have openly stated it. They're starting by law to ban trans fat. Sounds reasonable. They're going to tax anything they say is unhealthy. They're going to track everything. Folks, listen to me. This is hell on earth. They're announcing passive MRIs, body scanning you on the streets going in, not just in over 100 airports. Naked body scanners are going in nationwide. Ladies and gentlemen, they mean business. And let me tell you something. Oh, let's cover the financial news first. Dollar demise, inexorable but not sudden. That's one headline. Here is the London Telegraph today. The demise of the dollar. In a graphic illustration of the New World Order, that's the first headline, Arab states have launched secret moves with China, Russia, and France to stop using U.S. currency for oil trading. That was always the plan with the euro, to switch to it for a while and then do SDRs, global currency. Oil states are replacing it. Gold surges to record high above $1,040 right now. I'm going to break all this down. But first, I wanted to go to Ted Anderson. Ted Anderson, I talked to you this morning when gold was at 125. It's now at 140. You're going to hold it till 2 o'clock today. You can't do it till midnight right now. At the end of the show, you'll announce whether you can or not. You have francs. You have sovereigns at the 991, 994 level when you bought those two groups of coins. With it now at above 1,040, you're running out of the silver at the 8-something level. Tell folks about that.
Well, I don't know. For everybody who listened to the show yesterday, you can go back and take a look at Infowars.com and see that I haven't raised the prices yet. Currently, right now, we do have the francs and we have the British sovereigns at the same exact price as they were yesterday. And the reason why they're there is because I bought them when the prices were down on that 988 level up to about 924. The British sovereign right now is at 288. The franc is at 233. Alex, I don't know why it makes a difference, but for some reason here in October, when all these countries are talking about getting away from the United States dollar and getting into a basket of currencies, it's making a big difference to this market, but it is. I mean, we saw gold drop down today, correct, down to 1,025, and now it's shot back up to 1,041, and today's peak today is 1,044.
Now, the previous record was 1,031.
1,030.80. So for those of you who don't know, right now gold is at a market peak that it's never seen before. What that also means is that the support level for gold has now moved up, and when you see it correct, we'll be lucky to see the $900 an ounce area.
And then it'll go up to 1,100, and then it'll correct to 1,000, then 1,200, then correct to 1,050, then go up to 1,400, correct down to 1,200. That's what all the market experts are saying. All I know is it's not fiat. They can't completely devalue it. It's the safest bet. It's the best investment since 2001, more than tripling, Ted.
It sure is. It has been just solid and safe for over 6,000 years, and it's not surprising to me to see it do incredibly well.
Ted, I want to hold you over for one more segment to talk about what we're seeing with the foreigners and what a dollar implosion or devaluation will mean, what it'll look like. But listen, he can hold it till the end of the show today, 800-686-2237. He can hold gold that he bought at the 991 to 995 level until 2 today. You cannot find this deal anywhere. Most people can't even get gold right now. It's selling out. 800-686-2237. Take advantage of this deal. Don't be a fool. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go live for the last 3 hours of the show today, simulcasting the radio. It's already live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to be premiering next hour when Mike Rivero's on with us. The big official, we already had a sneak peek trailer, but the big official trailer for Fall of the Republic, we'll be simulcasting that at PrisonPlanet.tv here on the radio, and it's going to be going live the next hour at FallOfTheRepublic.com. That's followtherepublic.com, a premiere there at prisonplanet.tv and followtherepublic.com, so you get an idea of the type of quality. This is just the medium quality that members will be seeing at prisonplanet.tv with the October 21st premiere online at prisonplanet.tv. And Mike Rivero's coming up. Then we got William Lewis and Gary Franchi getting their take on the Hardin, Montana situation, the militarization of police, how this ties in with their film Camp FEMA, this archipelago of private prisons, government prisons, and designated sites, black sites, ghost sites. So that is coming up today as well, and open phones. Got a lot of very serious Second Amendment news as well. But going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, the constant drumbeat at G20 and constant drum and Geithner admitting, yeah, we're looking at phasing out the dollar as the world reserve currency, going directly to SDRs. People keep saying, well, will I see a new red money or blue money, or, you know, will we see some new world order money? No. A private bank of the world that funds itself through carbon taxes and money transfer, Tobin taxes, and wellhead taxes. This has openly been announced. Every day it's in the financial publications for years. That is going to fund the private shareholders of the private U.S. Federal Reserve that owns the private Bank of England and the private banks in Europe. It's the same group on record. We will now pay taxes directly to them. They will set the global currency rates and insider trade on that to wreck economies and consolidate them. This is all a consolidation mafia move. It's all loan sharking, 30% interest rates. Soon as they get you in debt, they double the interest rates from 15 to 30 loan sharking. And this is about a vertical integration. That's why they're calling it an economy that's in a boom now, that's out of the recession. But, oh, in the new recession, we have 10% unemployment, and that's their Cook numbers. It's more like 20. And but the banks do well. I mean, I was watching CNBC this morning as they were explaining this is the new economy. And so you have a bank of the world that bankrupts the planet by design. You pay all your taxes to them. They control the world, different currencies at the region level. And then they have SDRs, bank to bank, that are just fiat, and they create unlimited amounts of money and bypass governments even issuing T-bills. I mean, Ted Anderson, this is so diabolical. This is like a con artist like Michael Hilton taking over the town of Hardin. Instead, it's con artist banking families just take over the world and say, we control the money. Everybody bows down and the stormtroopers march out billy clubbing the public.
Well, Alex, what I have to say right now is I wish I could prove you wrong, but you're absolutely right on. That's the whole sadness over this whole thing. The only glimmer of hope and light to this is that the people are getting smart and they're waking up to it. Unfortunately, they're still in the minority, and we need more people to be able to stand up against this tyranny. But, you know, Alex, I just have to say, if you're sitting there with money that's, you know, I mean, in the stock market, in the bond market, in annuities, I mean, you name it, if it's dollar-denominated value, you're going to lose purchasing power. The market itself is going to make you want to trade this foreign currency because of the currency that you have here.
Well, I agree with you, Ted.
Not trustworthy.
And I agree with you. And Bob Chapman's been right about every major announcement he said. Over a year ago, he said in the summer they'd run the market back up, and then sometime in the fall or winter plunge it even further this time. Then they'll jack it back up again, and it's meant to sucker in the non-institutional investors and cull off the middle class's money. And I just watch these yuppies just waiting to be raped even harder, and they just will not buy silver and gold. They do not want profits.
Well, you know, I think it's just a matter of being brainwashed into the fact that the status quo is the way to do things. There is a group of people now that are buying gold. I was real surprised today to see that a lot of people wanted to buy and take advantage of yesterday's prices. I have to say that, it's simply, you're not going to be able to buy gold at the prices that I haven't posted at right now in the future. Certainly not if gold is going to hold that between.
And by the way, folks, this isn't a game where you call and they say they're out. Ted's lost a lot of money before because as long as he says he's extending it, he's extending it. You really can buy gold that was in the market at the 991 to 995 when it's 9,000, when it's 1,041 right now, all-time record, $10 above any previous record. Ladies and gentlemen, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Take advantage. Ted can hold it till 2 o'clock today at the very end of the show. He'll give us an update. 800-686-2237. But you got to tell them you heard it on this radio show, or it's going to be the higher price. It's still a great deal. Thank you so much, Ted.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
They got the half dollars in silver. They got the gold francs and the sovereigns.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ballgame. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I want to go over in detail what's happening with the economy and the preparation to decapitate the dollar to make way for world government and what that's going to mean when we lose the dollar. A lot of these arrogant yuppies have no idea what that even means. They're going to find out real fast. We also have all this police state news, Hardin, Montana, big developments there, the biggest yet. But Barack Obama is continuing every Bush policy just with a little bit different rhetoric. But right now he's giving a speech announcing that the fusion centers, when you hear the term fusion center, that means total federalization of your local county and city, total dictatorship. When you hear fusion center, that means the feds coming in and saying no protest, no demonstration, no gathering, more than one person in any place. We're going to break a billy club over your head when you come out of a store. We're going to have police dogs attack old women. That means the regular Army and National Guard running your local police department and the computer systems the feds put in. And he's announcing that. He's announcing Al-Qaeda's about to hit us, and he's doing the best he can to keep us safe, which means they're getting ready to stage some terror attacks. His approval rating has now dropped down to 40 points, lowest of any president 11 months into his first administration. 10.5 months into his first administration. And let's go ahead and fade up the dictator-in-chief, the Oh, he's gone. He's done with his speech. Well, I've got all the articles here, and we'll play some chilling clips of it. Fusion Framework and Fusion Core Solution. Microsoft paid for all of this. The face scanning cameras, the license plate reading cameras, the federal software built into all the phones by federal law to track where your cell phone goes down to just 3 feet. The body scanners. The systems tracking you, the fake databases, putting your name on databases as a terrorist if you have bad credit. This is their sickening control grid, ladies and gentlemen. And Obama is running around giving his speech on that front. We are going to have the world premiere of the big trailer for Fall of the Republic, and this is the Fall of the Republic, the birth of world government, the birth of the New World Order, and the rise of the resistance. Yes, it's the Fall of the Republic. Let's just admit the Republic's been taken over by offshore banks. They've abolished the Bill of Rights. They're operating 110% to set the precedent. There is no Bill of Rights. There is no Constitution. They are doing it. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, they are taking over our society right now. This is really happening. And notice they've got the other federalization smokescreen. And notice Obama is the first president to run the United Nations Security Council, which they even admitted on CNN has all the power in the UN, the General Assembly. When they introduced him as the chairman of the Security Council, the 15-member board, CNN's Wolf Blitzer said, the only position with any power in the UN. The UN's a dictatorship. It's designed to look like it's all free and happy. You look at the 31 articles of the UN Declaration of Human Rights. The first 28 give you all these wonderful, great rights. But it says the government gives them to you. You don't innately have them as a free sentient being in the galaxy, in the universe. No. You get it from the UN, and then Article 30 and 31, they say, we can revoke these at any time if the UN wants to in their privileges. And we can arrest you and shut down your free speech. Notice this week, actually last Friday, they announced that the Internet that the U.S. designed and built and that the ICANN naming and numbering system was handed over to a private corporation completely that's under UN control. Everything's being transferred. The president's now the UN head. He swears allegiance to it. The Internet's handed over to the UN. They announce that they're going to be shutting down the dollar in the next 2 years, incrementally, so we don't riot. Because if they dropped you flat on your face, you'd get really angry. If suddenly two-thirds of your buying power on top of the depression hits you, you'd freak out. No, no, no. This is going to be done slowly. They're going to lovingly push you under the water and just pet your hair as you suck water into your lungs. Oh, and they'll have smiling faces reading off teleprompters, info babes smiling lovingly at you and with them in a motherly way, smacking their lips with glistening lipstick. We're your friends. And all the yuppies and morons will smile back. This is the New World Order. It's happening right now. Now, Mike Rivero's coming up. We're going to go into the flu. On the flu front, again, it's like I'm watching the Twilight Zone or something. I'm in the Twilight Zone. I watch CNN, I watch Fox, and Shepard Smith says it's a conspiracy theory. There are no adverse reactions, no side effects, none of the flu shots, seasonal or H1N1 can hurt you. It is a lie. Then he cuts, because it's doublethink, it's psych warfare. Everything's fine. Then they still warn you. They cut to a doctor on the same show, and I saw it yesterday morning. We taped this on Shepard Smith at like 4 or 5, whenever it's on during the day. Later, it was the same thing. They go, oh, yes, it can cause Guillain-Barré, or however you pronounce it, neurological disorders. It can cause horrible autoimmune responses. It can kill you. It's got mercury in it. It's got live virus, and the first 10 million dosages are live virus nasal spray for those 2 years old and up. And then I've got the official printouts on the seasonal and the new vaccine. The seasonal has the H1N1. They did a double take, double cross on us. They admit that it's got the mercury and the adjuvants in it. They admit it's live and that it breeds the virus in the nasal passage and then that it's going to spread it everywhere. I mean, I have mainstream news and the Mayo Clinic admitting all this. And they admit it on Fox. They go, none of this is true. It doesn't exist. It's totally fine. Kind of like drug ads go, it's wonderful and makes you happy. It'll make you skip through fields of daisies and everything will be wonderful. But it can also cause heart attack, brain damage, death, cancer, blah, blah, blah. You know, in the last 10 seconds of the ad, it, like it's a auctioneer rapid fire reading what it makes you do. Do you have restless leg syndrome? Well, it can make you, you know, have a blood clot or make you go crazy or make you become a sex maniac or a gambling addict. But it doesn't matter. I didn't actually say that for that drug. And it's just a public who's got learned helplessness, just bathed, absolutely bathed in total and complete 110% tyranny. I'm going to open the phones up right now for people that want to talk about any of this craziness. The open killing of the dollar, the butchering of it, the gang stabbing of the Julius Caesar of currencies. I mean, they're in the Senate right now, all taking part, stabbing it, blood splattering. The yuppies are walking around talking about Brett Favre and David Letterman. And okay, great, talk about it, enjoy it. But when you're homeless, lined up at the FEMA center, I mean, have you noticed this whole police state is happening right now, as they implode the dollar, as they bring in the tyranny? Obama's on TV announcing, don't worry, the feds are taking over. Don't worry, Al-Qaeda's about to hit. We'll keep you safe. Give up all your rights. And then you read the actual DHS reports, and they say the whole thing's set up for gun owners, veterans, and people that don't like the Federal Reserve, because it's coming out that that's who rules us. That's the government, the offshore bankers that engineered all this. And instead of us just waking up and saying no and having grand juries indict this group of Madoffs and Kinley Enron types, that's literally who runs it all, bunch of criminals bigger than them, instead of them going to jail and us fixing our economy and all this stopping, no! It's just like Hardin, Montana, where it's a convicted 14-time felon scam artist lying about everything. They still say, well, we're going to try to redo the contract with him because we can't say we're wrong. If that's all this is. And so there's going to be death camps and FEMA camps and tattletale squads and total control because people cannot and will not wake up and they will not admit they've been conned. And so the bankers are going to openly run up their flag in the country, have us pay taxes to them. They're going to arrest people. Political dissidents are going to disappear. The cops love it. The cops everywhere openly announce no free speech, no protest allowed in D.C. at the G20. They don't even issue permits. They turn a right into a privilege. They're going to go after our guns. They're going to shut down farms and ranches and homeschooling, and it's all happening. And the kids are going to be wearing armbands and marching in the streets. It's already happening. They're doing military drills. I've seen the city year people in their uniforms in Austin. I mean, Girl Scouts being trained to spy on everybody, Boy Scouts. I mean, this is hell. This is hell. I mean, it's really what happened in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany is going to happen here. Just like it happens everywhere else, and it's going to happen bigger and better in America. And they got a bunch of control freaks who think they're God, who wear a badge and have a gun, and a bunch of sicko prosecutors that have built giant prisons all over their towns, and they move up the chain if they build more prisons and fill them, and they're going to fill them. I've got one here out of the London Telegraph where it says to police, like this is BBC, review a babysitting ban ordered. It says even two groups of police officers aren't allowed to watch each other's kids on the weekend. Even the cops are slaves. That's how this works. I mean, it's just total hell being released. Okay, I'm going to take some calls at 1-800-259-9231. We're going to move quickly. Tim in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, love your show. Like your take on why this Michael Moore capitalism movie is so popular. And I've read an article about that.
That's all hype. It's his greatest failure. It's the lowest grossing documentary he's ever released. Bowling for Columbine, Sicko, Fahrenheit 9/11. It's a giant failure. And Again, they're blaming capitalism. This isn't capitalism. This is corporate communism. This is robbery. This is piracy. But they have to blame the free market because now they're bringing in the global tyranny.
Well, why does he get all this attention in the news and your documentaries, which are fantastic, get absolutely, you know, very little attention in the news media? I don't understand that.
Because Michael Moore reaffirms the left-right paradigm. He makes the left good, the right bad. He divides the people instead of going, hey, left and right are both owned by this offshore bank. See, we're like rats in a maze, and they've done university studies on this, where there's big contained mazes that have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of square feet. There's different layers, different levels. The rats overproduce. They have wars. They never know that they can get out of there. And generations go on inside these mazes that have artificial light in them, and that's the end of it. And it's the same thing. We live in this artificial matrix of false political ideas, and everything is about making you believe the president really has the power, and the president's really doing it, and oh, the president's fighting with the Pentagon as if he runs anything. It's all for outward consumption. But you're right. The way the media behaves, this is the most hype I've ever seen for one of his movies. Blaming capitalism. And it's a private group of banks, of hucksters, of con men. That's not free market.
I tell people about your documentaries, Alex, and especially recently, and I get this feedback from people about that I watch the new Michael Moore show, and they just are clueless about what's really happening. And I come from out of left field in their little world, and they don't hardly understand.
Well, Germans didn't know Hitler was bad in 38, but they knew by 40. And so just keep planting the seeds. I appreciate your call. And just explain to them that Obama is the same as Bush. Keeping the Patriot Act, expanding secret arrests, hiring nothing but lobbyists, expanding wars. Then they have the Pentagon come in and criticize him for not expanding it enough. That gives him left cover. It's a simple con game. It's like when you're at the carnival and one carny goes, hey, buddy, you look like a wimp. You're afraid to try to pitch. And the guy next to him goes, I don't listen to him. I'm your friend. Come on over here. Yeah, you're going to win at this. It's called good cop, bad cop. Let's talk to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Being one of the first cities, Memphis, Tennessee, to receive the swine flu shots and the nasal mist, here locally, one of the premier research hospitals, Le Bonheur Children's Hospital, where you take your kids if they're really sick. They had a girl on the news yesterday saying she worked in the prenatal care, and she's so glad that she's one of the first to get the nasal spray because she's working with the sickest of the sick children. Little does she know, if she sneezes, she's infecting all of these children with every breath.
And if the kids die, they'll use it and hype it and say, oh, swine flu got into the hospital. See how it works for them?
Right. It builds into the propaganda. They've already had three children that, and the mainstream media here, the government media as I call it now, they say, three children now died of the swine flu, and then they say, the hospital says these children died of complications while they had the swine flu. So what killed them, the swine flu or the complications? The complications.
Well, did you hear about Bill Gates? A caller called last week, and I looked it up and confirmed it. He gives a standard speech hundreds of times a year to community groups, and sometimes he releases mosquitoes in the audience and says, I want to put vaccines in mosquitoes, and he tells you how great the all these vaccines are and how he loves you, and he just so happens to be for eugenics, but that's okay. Trust him. But Bill Gates comes out and says, oh, I thought you only needed one polio shot, but the kids need 9 to 12. And then you actually go look up what he's doing, and we've got AP on this. They admit, oh, the live attenuated polio vaccine is what's giving the kids polio. That's confirmed. And see, it's the same thing with this. They come out with a polio vaccine. It kills you or makes you sick. They hype, oh, see, we need more injections. It's the same thing with the flu. Oh, we're going to put live flu into your nasal passage. They admit it's going to breed it, but only in the fine print. Shepard Smith calls it a conspiracy theory. Well, you just watch. Yeah, Indiana, Tennessee, Texas are the three places they're starting the nasal sprays. And watch, no one will be able to put two and two together when the big outbreaks happen there. Everyone will just love the government as usual.
Once they inject, once they spray it in your nostrils, they say for 20 days you're able to shed the virus because of your, well, if you sneeze or exhale, the particles can come out through your nostrils and you can put them out into the atmosphere for other people to breathe.
Yeah, notice what they're doing. Right as they're about to come out with the 200 million dosages, they first go, oh, we're going to do nasal live virus first in 10 million people. That will then, and then they admit, oh, it will spread it. They just admit it. So see, there it is. They release it, they spread it, then they forcibly inoculate. And they do it right out in front of everybody, Mike.
I spoke to a lady real quick, and I'll let you go today at work. And she said that she gets a shot every year, and she's going to be the first one to get her daughter. It's almost like a fashion statement. I want my child to be the first.
Stay there. I want to talk about this with you, Mike. It's a cult. Look, the Aztecs would lead their children up to the pit to have their heart cut out and would be very prideful, according to the Cortez who saw this, as their kid being killed.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Well, later in the next hour, I'm going to go over the Mayo Clinic's own announcements, the inserts for the live flu H1N1 nasal spray, admitting it's live. It's supposedly been weakened, but it can mutate and can spread it. And, yeah, they're doing this in hospitals first, so that can be a perfect incubating ground in these sick hospitals, these sick buildings, as they're called. I'm going to go back to Mike and everybody else that's holding. Mike Rivero's coming up, and we've also got the folks from Camp FEMA on, but I can only get him in this segment. The next, he's got a meeting he's got to go to on short notice. He's the executive director of Gun Owners of America, the premier Second Amendment no compromise group. We see fights in Montana with the feds saying they can't produce their own guns there, even though that violates the 10th Amendment. We see fights for the Second Amendment in Pennsylvania, but none of those are as important as California wants you to biometrically thumbprint to be able to buy ammo, they're saying the governor should sign legislation requiring ID and thumbprint to purchase handgun ammo. Now, the feds want this, and California is the seventh biggest economy in the world. That's about 25% of the U.S. economy, roughly, and growing. And that sets precedence for cars, for standardization, for biometrics on guns. They've already gotten that passed. They're killing the gun industry, and they want their slaves disarmed. So Larry Pratt joins us to break this down. The L.A. Times says, hey, they want you to biometrically scan to do this, and the Democrats want you to thumb scan when you buy a hamburger or something fattening to pay a carbon footprint. So this is the thumb scanning to buy and sell, not just to get your ammo. Larry Pratt.
Alex, you know, there's one thing they're not going to make us thumb scan on or use any kind of biometric or, for that matter, any ID whatsoever, and that's when we go vote. I wonder why that is.
Or when we get the free health care. When
right.
The anchor babies, people have four or five kids and get all the welfare for free. The average illegal sucks twice as much tax money as they ever pay, but so what?
Yeah, we'll all be sitting in line, and if we're sitting waiting day after day for this free service, we won't even have to worry about buying ammo because we won't be going anywhere.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, I was in California last weekend, and I heard that for every person that comes into the state to live, eight are leaving. So they're not all goofy, and some of them are getting out while they can because it's entirely possible that that may be the first state to go kaboom, just implode.
Well, the London Guardian did an analysis and said it's already the first failed state. It is and their answer is more government, more sucking off the producers. It's over for California.
There was a guy at the conference that I spoke to that came up to me and he said, I got a tax refund. They sent me an IOU. I said, you don't look good in blue. I hope you're not holding your breath waiting.
But I guess that's the best we can ask for is like the Soviet Union. If the big government would just at least collapse, then we could get our country back.
That, I think, is what it will take. Apparently, they're not willing to put a zero in any of the budgets. They're not willing to tell the unions in the state, like Obama didn't want to tell the unions at General Motors, you guys have been killing the goose that lays the golden egg. Why do you think business is going abroad? It's because of this kind of insanity. Well, I don't mind if California government goes abroad. Goodbye.
Send it to China, and China would fold real quick. Larry, we're going to go to break. We got 5 minutes left with you. But start now. Tell us about this draconian thumbprinting to get it to buy ammo.
Well, it's on a bill that's on the governor's desk, and he hopefully will not. And anybody listening who's in California
should call the Terminator and tell him no.
This is a really dangerous precedent, not just for people buying ammo. Hey, right now they can still go over to Arizona, go over to Nevada, and they can buy all the ammo they want. But it means that we will have set a precedent that to exercise a constitutional right, we have to be screened? That is really...
Yeah, that's guilty until proven innocent, but it does something else. You know, next they're going to make it illegal not having ammo that was bought in the state. And then they're criminalizing non-criminals. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.